Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, and speaking of that, when I was going to, Don and I were headed up to Nashville, to Franklin, to Franklin, Tennessee, to celebrate our 24th year anniversary. You know, God had already laid on my heart. He already laid on my heart about what was in Nashville, but I hadn't actually been to this particular thing yet. And I was hoping it was just something that was in the past. It was not that relevant. But I get there, and I was shocked the first time I found out about it. But when I went there to it, they actually have the government now. The government, the city of Nashville.
Of Nashville.
And we understand now, in America, it's a government by the people and for the people. So it's not like the city council. These are the citizens who live in the United States of America, who are citizens of Nashville, who pay their taxes to the leaders that they choose to be able to run those offices there. Mm-hmm. They have a shrine there. They have a shrine on the high place there, and it's a Parthenon. And the Parthenon, if you can actually go to Nashville.gov, and we'll make this available to you on the VFN Torch. But it's a Parthenon that celebrates the false goddess, goddess Athena. It's a 41, first of all, this is huge Parthenon. And it's the only copy of the Greek Parthenon that's in Greece. It's the only one in the world. And we have it in Nashville. We have it in America.
How big is this place? I mean,
It's huge. Let me tell you about the goddess that they have there. She's 41 foot, 10 inches tall. I mean, like Dagon. It's like going into, in a Parthenon, it's like this huge building, you know, made from stone and all the pillars. And when you see Greece, you see Parthenons. You see, you know, Parthenons up, I think, on the Parthenon on top of the Mount Olympus, where the Olympics come from, by the way. The whole concept comes from Greece. That's why Greece always leads in the Olympics. And that's what they teach in the schools, the Greek gods. You know, they want to take down the Ten Commandments. They don't want to teach about God, but they teach about Zeus and all this. And this is like one of the children of Zeus, Athena is. You know, it's just, anyway.
Crazy.
So I'm going, I said, okay, we got to go check this thing out and see if it's, you know, if it's true. And it's on a high place. It's on a high place. It's a high place. It is.
You know, she's the largest, it's the largest piece of sculpture in the Western world. Inside, you know, of a building, it's huge. It's the only thing, and it was first originally done in 1897, a part of a fair that was going on there in Nashville,
the World's Fair,
World's Fair, and they had other buildings. Right there, they had other buildings, ancient buildings, and they were looking to at the end of this thing. You know, it was originally made like with brick and plaster and stuff. They were thinking about tearing it down, but the citizens said this cost too much money to tear it down. So it was
too big to fail, right? No, too big to fail. I've heard that before.
It was the only building that was left. And then throughout the next, you know, sometime later in the 1920s, they actually decided to rebuild it again.
Oh my goodness.
And make it permanent. It's like, what in the world are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
We're going to make pictures of this available to you, you know, on the VFN Torch. But we have to begin to understand this. You know, when you think about King Josiah. King Josiah was a king that was chosen by God. And when he found out what was right, he immediately went around and began to destroy things like this. He would destroy them, and he knew that it was you know, there would be no other gods except me, God said. And he immediately was, because he was king, he was able to destroy it. And somebody says, well, you know, that we can't do that in America. Well, no, the actual truth is that in America, we are the kings. There's just a lot of us because it's a government by the people and for the people. I mean, we're obviously not, you know, in the form we have. We're one king, but each of us determine who our leaders are going to be in the country. They come to us and they spend millions of dollars on our televisions and radios, and they come fly big jets out, and they meet us at airports, and they go to town hall meetings. The reason why is because you're the king. They're vying for a position to say, will you hire me for 4 years or 6 years or 2 years to be able to lead your nation, O king? And that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Because we can actually determine who our leaders are.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the original 10 here, which means that the citizens of Nashville, they can't say, because when I'm talking to the people at the bottom of it, that are there, and they said, I said, is this owned by Vanderbilt? Mm. And they said, no, this is owned by Nashville, the city of Nashville.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was just shocked that you're taking down the Ten Commandments. You're saying you can't bring Jesus up. You can't bring Jesus up. And you got a Parthenon with Athena, a 41-foot, 10-inch Athena with her snake wrapped around her and her shield in there. And and it's just like the temple Dagon. It's like the temple for Asherah. It's temple, these temples that people would go in. They would go in to these the Parthenon in Greece, and they would go seek this image, which is no god at all, and demonic manifestation. What they would say, this is what the gods tell you. Athena says you'll win the battles, or you'll,
right.
You know, here's some wisdom from Athena.
Which is demons.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt it. You know, it's familiar spirits and all those things going on. Mm. And you think about it, that in America, on the high place, in Nashville, I mean, you got to see this thing. I mean, I got pictures of it where they're actually, you see people standing at the foot of it, and they look like ants at the bottom of it.
And the thing about it is that they chose. Nothing happens just by happenstance. You know, I'm amazed at people, that's always been there. No. It wasn't always there. Somebody chose, made a decision, and then it became a reality. And in this case, they made at least three times they made a decision. It started in 1897. They decided to keep it later. Then they decided to rebuild it in 1920s. And then it wasn't until 1990 that they actually made this 42-foot, you know, Athena thing. This statue, this goddess is like, this just didn't happen the same way people chose and made a decision. We can choose for this thing to be gone.
And that's the whole thing, you know, when Josiah stood up and he said, you know, he realized what God's word said. And this is what's going on, that the church we quit teaching what God says about it. Because when
preach the whole word.
I preach the whole word. And he says that this, the most horrific thing that you could do before God is to build a false god in your city on a high place and have people come in your government. Your government. This is Nashville. This is where all of our country artists come from. You know, this
music is, capital of the world.
Yeah, this is where CMT Television is at, Country Music Television. This is where, you know, the Grand Ole Opera is at. This is where, you know, you hear people say that they went there. This is where the flood just happened recently, that they're expecting at some point that a flood would come and just totally flood Nashville out. If an earthquake happens and this dam breaks, it would flood. It would totally flood, put it under 20, 30 foot of water.
Oh, wow.
But I think about, you know, Brother Kilpatrick's vision/dream. You can see it at the VFN Torch under prophetic words, that in it, you... In it, it talks about an earthquake, a fault line that runs from Nashville all the way down to... I don't know, Upola or something like that, but it comes through Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And I think, and we can see this on the VFN Torch. I mean, you can see years ago there was an earthquake here. It was so major, it was before all this kind of stuff that happens today, the buildings and all.
Right.
And it's so major that this earthquake's coming that it just shakes everything to the point where every bridge, it'll take a plane to fly across the Mississippi.
Wow.
I mean, you got to find, we're not, You know, we have a lot of fun, and you know, this is about living our lives together. But we're telling you, we're here to warn you. If we didn't warn you, you know, that God says the reason why we would warn our listeners and warn everybody that we can is because so you can say, you know what, I'm ready to do what God wants to do. I'm ready to repent. I'm going to go with God. But either way, this is what He says: if you don't warn them and they die, He says their blood's on your hand.
Right. That's right.
But if you do warn, them and they do repent, then you've saved someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you warn them and they don't repent, then their blood's on their own head.
Mm.
So we're held individually responsible for that. But this earthquake is so big, and I could feel it. So these people are all standing around, you know, and looking, and it's filled with a museum full of, you know, art that is, you know, offensive, you know, Jezebel's type art all around the foot of it. And so I stood up in that place right in front of that pretty near it, that 41-foot, 10-foot false god. And I said, loud, because this is big, huge. You got to see this. You got to see this thing. We're going to put on the VFN torch for you. And I shouted, Jesus Christ is Lord of Nashville.
Amen.
And then people in that place looked over at me. And you could tell who was the Christian, who wasn't, because the ones that were Christians looked back to me with straight guilt. And they realized we should not be here. But they knew. Yeah. I just saw it on their faces. And the other ones just thought something obviously strange, but I didn't care about it. I just wanted to declare on that high place that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then I could just feel it. I mean, I just began to pray in the spirit, and I'm walking out of there. And we just asked God to swallow that place up, swallow it up. And if there's going to be a quake that goes right through there, you know, God made that thing go down in the depths of the earth and never be seen again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We begin to declare it that it would be swallowed up. If that earthquake is coming, if that's why it's coming, Lord, remove this stain from our land.
Yeah. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Right. No doubt. And the citizens there. So I'm talking to a guy named Trey, who's a citizen there. And I said, man, do you understand? Do you understand what you are doing right here, where your money is buying? Do you know what's going on here?
Yeah.
And he goes, what? And I said, you have a Parthenon with a goddess in it that's 41 foot, 10 inches tall. And she says, and he goes, I didn't know about that. And I said, look, and I showed him pictures. He goes, oh my goodness. He says, that's creepy. And I said, what's creepy is you didn't even know. I said, what's creepy? You didn't even know about it. And you're paying for this thing to happen. He goes, man, I got to get out of here. And I said, no, you need to actually say something about it.
Yeah.
This is what your government. When it's a government by the people.
And for the people.
And for the people, you know, it is you. It's not some city council. It's not Congress. It's not Senate. It's not the president. It's not your governor. It's you that are saying, I am paying my tax money and I'm voting for these people who are keeping this Parthenon and this 41 foot, 10 inch demon statue up in Nashville at the foot of the music that people are listening to all over the country, not understanding that even Satan told Jesus, listen, if you'll just worship me, if you'll bow down and worship me, you know, all these kingdoms have been given to me. I will give you what you want. You know, we have a segment on the torch talking about, you know, the X Factor or Britain's Got Talent, something like that.
Yeah. Simon Cowell.
Yeah. And it's called Simon. You know, and it talks about, we're talking about how it looks like these young boys were offered up as a sacrifice to get popularity. You got to see that because we actually show the blood on them. What looks like blood that's placed on their necks and them talking about it. And, you know, it's just some young guys we need to pray for because the enemy just took them in and began to use them. But I was saying that to say, you know, that this is, you know, they, the people don't understand that God's going to hold us accountable for the Parthenons in our city.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to hold the congressman. He's not going to hold the city council member. He's going to hold us because we are like Josiah here because it's a government by the people and for the people.
And the thing is, we got to pay attention. It's like when God's speaking, we have to be aware of what God is saying. This thing was built over a 10-year period of time. I mean, you think that God wasn't speaking during this time? You know, what was he? There was a warning. And the thing is that if we have to hear and we have to do. But if we're walking around with our fingers in our ears and we're not taking heed to the prophetic word and what God is saying, if Josiah just threw it all back in the cave and never looked and just looked at it and never did it, you know, judgment is coming. It's like we got to change. We got to repent. We got to do what God says to do.
Well, you know, and the whole thing, somebody would say, well, why would you be bringing that up at a time like this? Because this is actually the real issues. The real issue is not a political party. The real issue is not getting the right man in office. Mm-hmm. The issue is getting the church to be able to confront the reality that you live in a land that it's a government by the people and for the people. Now, you may stand up as a, quote, King Josiah, and you may say this doesn't need to be here. Mm-hmm. But listen, all God wants is enough of us to be in agreement with him so he can manifest his will in America. And it's not like we're gonna do it through our own efforts and energy. It's not by might, not by power, but by God's spirit. If we'll stand up and repent and say, God, that we've done this, you know, we've allowed this, you know, but we pray, God, that you would begin to just bring other people in that would lead our nation and have the guts to go and smash this thing to pieces, scatter dead dog bones all over it, you know, and bury it for never to be seen before and make it an ash pile.
Yeah.
So that God would see how serious we are, you know, as a nation, as a country, that this we want to rededicate our country back to him. It'll start with us going to our knees. You can't physically go. This is not something you do illegally. This is something you do as a king of the nation. You vote, you begin to pray over the nation. You repent personally. You go, you talk to the people who are asking you to be able to run your city, your county, your government, you know, your nation. And you ask them, are you a praying man? What do you think about this false goddess and this Parthenon sitting up here at the high place in Nashville? And they go, well, you know, it's a museum. And then I say, okay, next, you know,
right.
And then you confront them and you tell them what God says. And he says, if you will do what God says, I will let you serve under my kingdom for 4 years.
Right.
That's right.
I will let you. I will let you, but you have to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And this is how we want this land to be dedicated to God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no, then you just don't vote for them. And that's standing up for what's right.
That's right.
Standing up for what's right. But we should be offended. So we walked around that place and we prayed. And I just felt, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick's word, you know, that the shaking and the quaking. And that if they don't remove that, that could be the epicenter.
Mm-hmm.
Of this huge earthquake that's coming to an odd place in America that came like 100, maybe 100 years ago, something of that nature. But you can see that on the VFN Torch. You know, type in Nashville, and you will see the historical aspect of the earthquake. But we're going to put up, available today at some time, about this Parthenon. You got to see it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.